We read also from Revelation chapter 21. Note especially about what it says about inheriting all things. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth were passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither mourning nor crying, neither shall there be distress any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts of the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the frightened and the unfaithful and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came to me one of the seven angels, having the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit upon a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like a stone most precious, as it were a jasper stone, shining like crystal. We also read from the Arcana Celestia number 1799. To become an heir or to inherit signifies eternal life in the Lord's kingdom. All who are in the Lord's kingdom are heirs, for they live from the Lord's life, which is the life of mutual love, and from this they are called sons. The Lord's sons or heirs are all who are in his life, because their life is from him, and they are born of him, that is, are regenerate. They who are born of anyone are heirs, and so are all who are being regenerated or born again from the Lord. For in this case, they receive his life. In the Lord's kingdom, there are those who are external, those who are interior, and those who are internal. Good spirits who are in the first heaven are external. Angelic spirits who are in the second heaven are interior. And angels who are in the third are internal. They who are external are not so closely related or so near to the Lord as they who are interior, nor are these so closely related or so near to the Lord as they who are internal. The Lord, from the divine love or mercy, wills to have all near to himself, so that they do not stand at the doors, that is, in the first heaven, but he wills that they should be in the third, and if it were possible, not only with himself, but in himself. Such is the divine love, or the Lord's love. Doctrine by itself does not make the external, still less the internal. And with the Lord, doctrine does not distinguish churches from each other. But what distinguishes churches is a life according to doctrinal teachings. And all these teachings, so long as they are true, look to charity as their fundamental. What is doctrine but that which teaches how a man must live? In the Christian world, it is doctrinal matters that distinguish churches, and from them, Men call themselves Roman Catholics, Lutherans, and Calvinists, or the Reformed and the Evangelical, and by other names. It is from what is doctrinal alone that they are so called. This would never be if they would make love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor the chief concern of faith. Doctrinal matters would then be only varieties of opinion concerning the mysteries of faith, which truly Christian men would leave to everyone to hold in accordance with his conscience, and would say in their hearts that a man is truly a Christian when he lives as a Christian, that is, as the Lord teaches. Thus, from all the differing churches, there would be made one church, and all the dissensions that come forth from doctrine alone would vanish. Indeed, all hatreds of one against another would be dissipated in a moment, and the Lord's kingdom would come upon the earth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.